Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day. It's a lot of fog outside, so drive carefully. Well, let me encourage you from the book of Luke chapter 8, verse 48. And these are the words of Jesus to a woman who touched the hem of Jesus' garment. And he said unto her, Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. My dear brothers and sisters, the Bible records that in Luke 8:43-44 and 46-47, now a woman having a flow of blood for 12 years touched the border of his garment, and immediately her flow of blood stopped. Jesus said, Somebody touched me, for I perceived power going out from me. Now when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she declared, she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. Now, there are three important lessons for us in this beautiful scripture and the beautiful passage of real life event with Jesus. The three things that we can learn is, number one, recognize and seize your moment of opportunity. This woman understood that Jesus was visiting her town and might not be back. There are God moments, my dear brothers and sisters, in our lives when we must rearrange our priorities, overcome our fear, and exercise our faith. If we don't, we will miss God's best. Secondly, be willing to try a different approach. Since she couldn't get Christ's attention because of the crowd, this woman touched the hem of his garment and was healed instantly. Many times, faith calls for stepping into the unknown, doing something you have never done before, and discovering God's grace at work in ways you never expected. Thirdly, establish a precedent for others to follow. Until this time, no one in Scripture had been healed by touching Jesus' garment, and this woman's faith opened a door for others to follow her example. People brought, the Bible records in Matthew 14:35-36, that people brought all their sick to Jesus and begged him to let the sick just touch the edge of his cloak, and all who touched it were healed, the Bible records. All who touched it were healed. The fact is, God is looking for people who are willing to break with tradition, and when he finds them, he uses them to unlock new dimensions of his power so others can be blessed and made whole. Hallelujah. So my dear brothers and sisters, I do not know what challenge you may be facing today in your life. Maybe it's an issue of blood. Maybe it's a lingering disease. Maybe it's a financial lack, or maybe an obstacle on your way for your growth and progress in your business. Well, touch the hem of Jesus' garment today and let God do that miracle, and let the virtue of Christ flow in your life. And I believe that today is the day of miracle. Touch Christ with your faith, and that's what pleases him most. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. We humble ourselves before you. We acknowledge your lordship over our spirit, our soul, and our body, Lord. And today we pray that you will increase faith in our hearts, in our minds. We'll be determined in our minds, O Father God, to comprehend the things of God and to know in our spirit that it is faith that pleases God. No one can come to God except through faith. And therefore I pray, O Lord God Almighty, today our faith will be rejuvenated. Our faith will increase. Our faith will be stirred up. Abba, Father, in the name of Jesus, in, O Father God, appropriating every promise of the Word of God in our lives in Jesus' name. You are a good, good Father, and you desire that your children will be blessed beyond measure. Oh, Father God, we thank you. Hallelujah. As Psalmist said, my cup runneth over. Hallelujah. You never stop your blessings when the cup starts running over. But you desire that the rivers of God will flow through our belly, reaching the unreached people, setting the captives free, healing the sick, preaching the good news to the poor, and doing good unto all mankind. Today, Lord, I pray, as your flock steps out into the jobs, into the businesses, and running the errands for the day, grant them success. Lift them up, for you are the glory and the lifter of their head. Keep them from the evil one, O Master. I also pray for the ones who are grappling with their health conditions. I rebuke every manner of sickness, and I speak the word of healing to flow into their bodies in the name of Jesus. For by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. And we thank you for that, Lord. We give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you, and bye for now.